So how mad are you about the Minnesota Twins loss? Welcome to Drive Time. It's Jason DeRussia. Are you death threat mad? Because that's what's happening out there. Lots going on in the news today. In our 4 o'clock hour, we'll get into Minnesota Governor Tim Walz on Capitol Hill and the bizarre lack of questioning. Man, Tom Emmer. Very interesting approach with Governor Tim Walz. We'll get into that at 4 o'clock. But I'm struck by some of the news that's coming from Twins writers and our friend Dan Hayes. You know, the Twins got shellacked today, 16-3. Bailey Ober struggled mightily. And Dan reported on his X account just over the last minute or two that Bailey Ober mentioned in the locker room that he's been getting death threats after today's game. The Athletic published this piece yesterday by Tyler Kepner talking about how sports betting has changed the way that we interact with athletes. And I just find this very interesting. I'm curious if you've seen it or if you've felt it. 651-461-9226 is how you can reach us. But, you know, people have always been emotional about sports. People have always been over emotional about a loss. And I think there is something about social media that allows people to express their idiotic thoughts that they normally just told to their idiot friends. And now you just put it out there and you don't think about it. But reading this piece, I think maybe I'm wrong that I'm too forgiving or too kind of dismissive of the change that sports gambling has made. Part of what has changed, I think, and you see this on social media. So I just did a search on Twitter of Bailey Ober. And the stuff that people say is crazy. Bailey Ober, please kill yourself, you useless sack of... Yeah. Bailey Ober is a terrorist. You know, some of this, you're like, what a bum. All right. Like, that's, you know. But then a lot of this, when you look at it, you're like, are these Twins fans or what's going on here? No, they're from betting accounts from all over the world. I've always been lukewarm at best when it comes to sports gambling. And here in Minnesota, we haven't passed any legislation, not because legislators don't want to pass sports gambling, but because they can't get their acts together. That's why we haven't had that here. I think Minnesotans overwhelmingly look at the fact that you can go to Iowa, you can go to Wisconsin, you can go do sports gambling all over the place. You can do it illegally. But there's always been something that's made me hesitate about it. And you know, I believe that this is America and we have the right to engage in things that are bad for us, right? We all have our vices. And sports gambling, we know it's, you know, there are other things we could be doing with our time. But the way that people make it so personal, It's very interesting. The Athletic did a poll of Major League Baseball players, anonymous survey, and they talked to more than 133 baseball players. 78% say that legalized sports betting changed how fans treat you or your teammates. That to me is shocking. And there have been pitchers. And I think it's especially pitchers, right, Dan? And you follow baseball. That baseball is your sport.
Yes.
And I think always as a fan, you know, this is the pitcher gig. And any parent out there whose kid is a pitcher in Little League Baseball, it's a nerve-wracking moment, right? Because ultimately people blame the pitcher. And when Twins fans would blame one of our pitchers for, you know, having a terrible game, like, yeah, you would insult them. But something different happens when you're like, oh, I'm going to lose $5,000
yeah,
because of Bailey Ober.
Well, yeah, because when you talk, especially when you're talking about sports gambling, a lot of the wagering, especially on baseball, is centered around who the starting pitching matchup is, right? That starting pitchers have more influence on any individual game than any other singular player in that game, right? Mm-hmm. Over a long course of a season, you know, various players have different impacts. But in a singular game, the starting pitcher has an outsized impact on the game, for good or bad.
Sure.
And so when you're doing gambling, you know, you're trying to figure out the starting pitching matchup, and there's other factors obviously involved, but that's a big one when you're trying to decide who to bet on. So if you're thinking, hey, Bailey Ober's been on a great run, so let's go ahead. I mean, that means you're not paying very much attention because he hasn't been so great of lately. But if that's your mindset and then he goes out and gets bombed, you know, who are you going to blame? Now, a reasonable person would go, well, got that one wrong, on to the next one. But somebody who's, you know, got other issues clearly involved, who are they going to point the finger at? Well, it's clearly going to be the starting pitcher.
Yeah, I mean, you see in this article on The Athletic, there are pitchers talking about getting a Venmo request from a bettor with a threat on it.
Yeah.
That says, here's a direct quote.
X amount of dollars.
You owe me $9,000 because you blew the game. I need you to send me that money or I'm going to find your family.
Yeah.
Pitchers saying before the game, as you're warming up, all it is people hanging over the fence saying, I've got you on the over. Sports gambling, it is fascinating how it is. I don't know. Is there anything good about it? Is there anything good about it? This is more evidence as to why I don't think Minnesota should pass it. I really don't. I don't see a benefit to it. I don't really care about the money that we would get as a state. I don't believe that it would be that significant. And if you want to go do it somewhere else. Go do it in Iowa, drive to Iowa, do it illegally. I don't really care if you do it illegally. I don't see any benefit why our state needs to be involved in it.
I would just counter saying that, you know, I think it's a form of entertainment like, you know, many others. It's something we do to entertain ourselves. It's morally neutral in and of itself. What we choose to do with it makes it a good or a bad thing. But that's on us as human beings, not on the enterprise itself, I believe.
Welcome your feedback on that. 651-461-9226. Twins lose. We'll break and be back in just a minute here on Drive Time. All right, a lot of textures weighing in. And we are live on YouTube now. Had a little audio glitch. I am broadcasting from home tonight. So Dan's driving the video stream as well.
Whoa. Right into the ditch.
You know.
JP would be very unhappy with me.
You're doing your best. People who send threatening texts should be held accountable, even if it means jail. And I think that Bailey Ober also is pretty active on Instagram. So he's getting it. He's getting it on X. He's getting it on Instagram. And it's easy to look at the athlete and say, like, well, he should lock it all down and not see it. But to me, like, that doesn't really address the issue. And for me, the fact that money is involved is going to escalate sort of regular fandom. Now, I've seen plenty of regular fans be jerks, too. So maybe I'm conflating just jerkish behavior in general. Jason, I agree 100%. Far more negatives involved with gambling than positives. We're going to break. We're going to do CBS News, local news, and then we'll get into it. Who won, Tom Emmer or Tim Walz? We'll talk about the sort of questioning in D.C.